Time to win your way this Friday morning with Friday Morning Fake News. Fake News for You is going to hook you up with very real passes to go. A couple of Fridays from tonight, Billy Currington, Kip Moore, and more at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. Coming up August 1st, get your tickets, LiveNation.com. Win them totally for free. Gratis. Right now, if you can tell us of the next three news stories that you are presented with, Hank fans and family, which one is not entirely accurate or overly entirely accurate? Two of them, very, sometimes sadly, actually, factually, things that happened on this planet. The other, not so much. If you could tell us at 817-877-1921, which is the fake news story, you'll be set for Billy Currington, Kip Moore, and more. Are we ready to present?
Yes, sir.
Story number one.
Number one.
So there's lots of ways to find a date in this wild world, but this one really takes the cake. And a sandwich, maybe a soda, and some fries to go along with it. Women have been spotted taking off with single gentlemen's lunch orders to find out their information and look them up on LinkedIn and later apologize by offering to buy them a replacement meal. Of course, this all started on TikTok and will eventually end on Kiss Cam.
Story number two.
Number two.
Every bride dreams of having the wedding she's always imagined. But for some, it's not champagne, filet mignon, and a dozen bridesmaids. One couple in St. Louis tied the knot in a Budweiser-themed wedding with red and white decor, hot dogs for the guests, cake stands for the groomsmen, and, of course, lots of Bud on tap. Not a bad idea, particularly because they got photos with the Clydesdales and have a lot in common. Hopefully that's not rehab in the future.
And finally,
Number three.
Florida has more than their fair share of weirdos and cold-hearted snakes. Literally. But one man doing something about all the slithering animals taking over the Everglades. Dusty the Wild Man Crumb owns a local pizza joint and is offering up a free $24 pie to anyone that brings him a wild python. It also helps that he sells python boots, custom python Converse, and of course, snake oil.
Ah, treasure trove of do not try this at home. Let's start with you and our Hank fan. First up here, contestant, who's this? Where are you?
Shaler, Eric Strong.
Happy Friday to you, Shaler.
How's it going?
Ahoy there.
Good, how are you?
Ahoy there.
Oh, I'm great.
Very good. Are you sailing away there in Strong? What are we doing on this beautiful sun-filled morning?
Oh, on a dozer, building a tank.
Building a tank?
Yes, sir.
How big's that tank?
It's about an acre and a half.
Oh, my word. Do you ever have to clean it? KB could give you some lessons on that.
Yeah, build it.
Or maybe need some.
Okay, we need to be in contact. We like to know where all tanks are around the area just in case we can take a Willet float close to, you know, on location in the field.
And quite frankly, I think we're going to need a dozer one of these days.
Well, we're going
to need It's inevitable.
We're going to need a bigger boat, float, tank.
I know the answer to that one.
There it is. Shaler, you ever been on a Kiss Cam?
I have not.
Okay. Do you know? I don't know. Sometimes you don't know.
Be careful.
We're just asking everybody right now. It's Kiss Cam Awareness Day, I think. Really, this is the lesson that we've learned from the Coldplay. That and don't go to Coldplay concerts.
I mean, yeah.
If we've learned
Let's
anything.
Start at the beginning.
That is it right
okay.
there.
I heard something about that.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, that is a true story. But one of the three presented to you is not. One, two, or three. Which is a fake news story there, Shaler?
I'm going to go with one.
One, the girls are stealing the dude's lunch orders.
Number
they're looking
one.
Them up, find out what they do, and they're scoping them out.
It's true.
Oh, that's fraud.
Watch your lunch, Shaler, and your dozer.
That's not good. Oh, Shaler, keep trying, all right?
We love you.
All right. We'll see you. We'll see you on Kiss Cam.
No, all we're right. not. He's a nice boy.
Good morning. You're next up here. Friday morning fake news. Who's this? Where are you?
It's Christine in Weatherford.
Christine in Weatherford.
Of course it is.
There it is.
Yes!
We were just talking.
All roads go back to Weatherford, and then there's Christine.
You were on Willet Float yesterday.
Yes, and I lost.
And you lost.
I didn't even know what turnip greens were.
See, we've learned so much. We've learned about Coldplay and turnip greens and...
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's been an educational experience all week long. Oh, so maybe some redemption just a mere 24 and a half hours later.
Bring it on back, girlfriend.
See?
I'm hoping so.
The internet can destroy your life in 24 hours.
That is true.
The radio could renew it.
We would never do that to you, Christine.
That's right.
Never.
We're not even federally funded. How about that? Okay, so Shaylor took one off the board. That was a true story. So two or three, which is the fake news story?
Okay, I am going to go with two.
Number two.
Christine, you're right.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
It's wedding inspo or not, KB. You see, this is how it's, none of this is done. Do you see that?
Okay.
Just in case you're taking notes for anyone at home.
So somebody did not have a Budweiser-themed wedding.
No.
Oh.
But I
don't
do like the Clydesdales.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. That was, unfortunately, the only one that was really about love out of these the three stories right there. Except for the pizza guy. He really loves pythons.
No, I think
really?
It's because they're overrunning the area. And then if you bring them in, he'll kill them and make you a pair of $600 boots.
And do you have, is that a topping that you can get on the pizza?
No, I don't.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
But the good news is, no matter how bad of a joke we tell, Christine's going to laugh.
Amen.
Yeah. And that is not a fake laugh.
Heck
but
no.
That was fake news. Christina, cheers! The redemption story is complete!
Woo! Yes! Hey.